I had to ask that question because Zimbabwe is actually declining in terms of economy and also the political environment is deteriorating under the leadership of President Robert Mugabe. Actually, when he took over power in 1980, we were one of the strongest economies in the world. And as I'm speaking right now, we are now the second poorest nation in Africa, despite the fact that in terms of underground natural resources, we are the second richest country in the world. And we attribute all this to old age, because if you look at the national pension scheme, the retirement age normally is 60 years, and the life expectancy in Zimbabwe is 54 years. And we are having a situation where we are trying to put new wine in old skins. President Mugabe is now old, he needs to rest, even according to our African culture. He just has to rest and please pass the baton to the younger generation. Because now we have a generational mandate to ensure that we have new ideas that can push the country forward.
So now you are actually concerned about what you've been seeing on television, you know, his missteps and so forth. Tell us a bit about this.
We actually read about it and we saw it in the media that he fell at the airport, at Harare International Airport, and in India, he also almost fell. And in my personal opinion, I think that was actually attributed to his old age. And even if you look at the way he is now running the nation, you look at the cabinet that he has, there's not even a single minister who is below the age of 35. So I think all these things, they can be solved if he retires.